Thank you all for tuning into Conversations with Erica, the podcast that's about discussing everything from relationships, self-care, hot topics, and baby, anything else that's worth discussing. Now let's get started. Have you ever heard the saying, what goes around comes around? Or that if someone deceives you unjustly, that karma is going to come back and get that person? I'm sure you have. And if you haven't heard it, you probably just experienced it. Today, I want to talk about people who trifling, people who deceive you, and all this type of stuff. And I want us to look at those people differently, those experiences differently. And this is why. I believe each of you were created by God with a purpose. You have your own talents, skills, so on, so on. And we are walking in that path to get to the purpose, or you may be already walking in that said purpose. Sometimes we get a little off track, right? And the experiences that we perceive as being bad, whether it be someone deceiving you, someone lying to you, whatever it may be, necessarily may not actually be bad. God knows where it is you're supposed to be. And you know sometimes that you ain't supposed to be it where you at right now. And sometimes you need a little push. Oftentimes, these experiences, whether it be you didn't get the placement you wanted, the relationship you was in didn't work, the friend that you thought was your friend found out it wasn't your friend. Sometimes those incidents help you to get back on track. Maybe that person wasn't supposed to be as close to you. Maybe that person that you was in a relationship wasn't meant to be for you to be romantically involved with in the first place. And the incident happened that helped you sever that tie so you could get back on track to where you were supposed to be in the first place. Sometimes we got to be saved from ourselves, period. So today I'm going to share a story that I haven't shared out in the open. Hopefully you can get something from it. If you don't, that's all right. You got to listen to me talk, if that's a positive for anything. So sit back, relax, get your green tea, coffee, water, protein shake, whatever it is that you like, and enjoy. Now, I will put the disclaimer out here. This story isn't to badmouth anybody, because I'm truly thankful for what took place. And I truly believe that, the story happens in high school, college. So this is about children, pretty much, right? So I don't take it any kind of way. Still are cordial with the people. And I've never had this conversation with any of the parties, really. After the incident, I kind of just let it go. Because I truly saw it for what it was. And I needed it, actually, to get back on track. So I was thankful then, and I'm very thankful now. So here we go. In high school and summer college, I dated the same individual. Now, this individual was a year older than me, so they proceeded to college a year before me. And they were a little bit more outgoing as far as the social scene, so had friends and went to events and parties and things of that nature. I was a little bit more slow. Anywho, as I go into college, we went to the same college. I'm going to fast forward into starting my freshman year. It was very expensive to park there. It was a couple hundred dollars. I didn't have it at the moment. So there was a young lady that I used to sing in a youth gospel group with, and my mom had recommended, hey, why don't you give her some money on gas, and she comes home very often, and you can just ride with her. And I said, okay, cool. So we started doing that, and this one particular weekend, I'm riding with her, and she says, do you mind if I stop by my friend's house? She's burning me a CD. And I said, sure, you know, I'm riding with you. I'm glad that you're allowing me to ride with you. So, and she stops there and she said, why don't you come in? And I said, okay, I don't even know who the friend is. Well, at least at this moment, I don't think I know who the friend is. We get out the car. The friend opens the door And I know the friend. We all went to high school together. These people are a year ahead of me in high school and now college. She comes to the door. She has on like gym clothes or whatever, tank top or midriff and some looking biker shorts or something. And I go in and, hey, how are you? And then guess who walks out the back room? My boyfriend. And at that moment, I realize that this is set up. This is set up. So apparently, this young lady had been in, a relationship with my boyfriend. And it was between her and her friend that they wanted me to see this. And they wanted me to know, girl, it ain't just you. But not in a nicer way. More like in your face kind of way. So anyways, with that being said, one of my aunts told me a long time ago, she said, oftentimes when people are doing something or saying something to you, this is when they're trying to get your attention and they can't get your attention. Sometimes they'll do the most grotesque thing just to see your reaction, because that's the only way they can get a response out of you. So when I walked into that room and I saw him come out the back room, and for a split second, I put all the pieces together. I knew the girls wanted a reaction. They wanted me to set it off up in that piece. But that's not how I get down. Thank God I could see through it. So she has some books on the table, and I had read some of the books, so I referenced them. Started asking her about the books. I went to the back where my boyfriend was, because he walked back in the room, and asked him what he had planned for the rest of the evening. And I can't remember what he said. I came back out in the living room, and I continued to have a cordial conversation until the one that I was riding with was ready to go. Never said anything to her in the car ride. Never said anything to her through the youth practices and songs and church rides. Never. Because I understood what I'd already been thinking in my mind in regards to what I want to be in life and where I want to go. He wasn't in the picture. And I just knew it was going to be a time and a place where I needed to sever it, and I kept delaying it. So when this girl brought me into this situation, it felt bad, but then it felt good, because I knew that is exactly what I needed to get my tail back on track, to focus on my books, to make this money, and to be what I am today. I ain't finished, but that incident definitely helped me get back on track. Now, I'm only telling my story. When I look back on this incident, I'm glad it happened the way it did. I'm glad I ended up severing that relationship. And this is my story. This is not their story. I'm not in the business of telling nobody else's story. But I want you all to know, I share that to say, sometimes in life things happen because it needs to happen. Don't hold on to something that's meant to be let go, because you probably shouldn't have been holding it in the first place. Okay, some things are meant to be for a season. Enjoy it for that season. When I think about that relationship, I enjoyed the things I got to experience as a high schooler with someone that I loved, you know, but that I outgrew, or we outgrew each other. Let's say that, right? That relationship was meant to be for a season. And we have to learn to make moves on our own so our hand doesn't have to be forced, right? Sometimes we need to be saved from ourselves. Take heed when the help comes, and don't hold on to something for the life of yourself that should be let go. All right, so that's my story. Hopefully you can take it or you can leave it. I don't know, but you all have a blessed day. Thanks again for giving me some of your time. Please feel free to leave a message if there's a topic or a question that you'd like for me to address. Before you leave, subscribe and hit that bell at the top so you'll know when the next episode is ready for your listening pleasure. Until then, stay blessed.